This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. There are thrivers out there, y'all. In today's episode, we're going to be answering the question, how do narcissists choose who to target? How do narcissists pick their partners? How do narcissistic people, toxic people, choose their mates? So, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know this right here. There is no, most people are going to say, like, narcissists target empaths. That's it right there. Narcissists target vulnerable people. They target this. They target that. Y'all, for me, this is my own personal perspective, y'all. Physical attraction probably plays the main role in who narcissists target. Who you are determines where the relationship goes. Who you are determines where your partnership goes. It determines what happens next. If you are a person with strong boundaries that does not ignore red flags, that, you know, that stands up for yourself and, you know, can say the word no, has no problem saying the word no, then you probably won't be targeted by narcissists. And if you are targeted by them, you will leave them alone sooner rather than later. You won't give them the benefit of the doubt. You won't forgive them for lying and cheating on you. You won't ignore stuff that bothers you. But if you are not, then yeah, you might end up with a narcissistic person. If you are a people pleaser, whoever you are determines where the relationship goes. So do empaths give off a pheromone or a particular scent that narcissists can smell? And now people act like narcissists come out the house and just like grab some grass and toss it in the air and just, you know what? The empaths are downwind today. Let me go over here. And they just go down the hill and find a herd of empaths. And they just, siphon off the weakest empath from the bunch. No, it's not like a lion hunting gazelles, y'all. I promise you, it doesn't end up that way. Who you are determines where the relationship goes. Now, will a narcissist target a vulnerable person? Yeah. If you are openly vulnerable about what you post online, if you are openly vulnerable, and if you are open about your struggles and your situation, a predatory narcissistic person will target you sometimes. That's just how it goes. Like, particularly when just a situation, I'm going through something. I'm heartbroken right now. I can't believe I got cheated on. All of a sudden, guess what? Because you posted that you got cheated on and you're hurting and you're experiencing this loss, now you got a predatory narcissist in the air. Like, now you do have a scent. They can smell the vulnerability on you. Your vulnerability makes you more susceptible to narcissistic people. They target you. They'll be there for you. They'll lend you a helping hand. They'll clap your helping cheeks. They'll do all this. They'll do a lot of different things to win you over. They'll do a lot of things to woo you over. They'll do a lot of different things to kind of damn near trap you in a relationship. They'll love bomb you. They'll be there for you. They'll give you a shoulder to cry on. They'll an ear to listen to. A lot of them will do whatever it takes to keep you, to get you in their life, to hook you, to get you to wrap you up. I'm just saying, watch what you post online, y'all. They will target a vulnerable person. Not all of them will, but some predatory narcissistic people, some extreme manipulators. Yeah, if you post about you being vulnerable, yeah, they'll come target you. Even if you're on a blind date and you trauma dumped and you're in a vulnerable state, like you just got out of a relationship, you just got broke up with, you just got divorced, you just got separated, y'all, you just, your husband or your wife just moved out. you can become a target for a toxic person. You just can, y'all. It does work out that way sometimes. Well, you can't, you will become a target of a toxic person. So you have to, a lot of times I tell people, you have to watch what you post. You have to watch what you say. You have to be careful, you know, make people earn the information from you. So many people are willy-nilly giving up information. You just are, you know what I mean? They will target a vulnerable person. And like, this is what happens a lot of times too. And like, well, how do they know that we are vulnerable? Sometimes the narcissist, the toxic person, is already in your life. You don't have to meet them online. Sometimes the toxic narcissistic person is already one of your friends, a platonic friend that you met a long time ago, who's y'all stay in contact with. You know, that's been friends with you for 5, 10, 15 years. And now all of a sudden you're going through a breakup, you are vulnerable. Guess what happens? They are there for you. And you realize, oh, damn, why did I never give this person a chance? They're so nice. They're so kind. And they get you right there. You know, they get you. They wrap you in there. They will target a vulnerable person because they can see, a lot of times they see your vulnerability. You know, they see, you know, it won't happen to me. Sorry, I got an idea for another, my next video is going to be, you know, won't happen to me. I have a video idea where I had to write it down on my Remarkable 2. But that's what happens a lot, y'all. It really, really does. They will target a vulnerable person. Like, vulnerable people are not necessarily empaths. Yeah, what is that? Like, so, sidebar. Let's come over here real quick. Come over to the side of the camera real quick, y'all. I don't know what an empath is. I really, really don't. I know so many people have different levels of empaths, different definition of what an empath is. I've heard super empath. I heard supernova empath. I heard of Hakoya empaths. I've heard of dark empaths, the damn flying empaths that come through like hawks and pick off narcissists. Yo, there's what is an empath? Because other people are like, narcissists target empath. No, they do not target empaths, y'all. If you're a vulnerable, empathetic person, then yeah, you might be targeted. You know, they do tend to target vulnerability. And a lot of times they target strength. They target people who will make them look good. They target people who will add to their allure, who will add to their reputation. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you get a lot of people who think the narcissists only target like weak people. Narcissists target weak people. No, that's not true, y'all. Some narcissistic people will go after strong, independent men and women. Strong, independent people. Non-binary folks, too. They go after strong, independent people. That's how it works a lot of times, y'all. So if you're out here, just be wary. How do you avoid them? Set a damn boundary. Stick to that damn boundary. Y'all, so many people are willing to compromise your boundaries and the things that you are willing to accept to keep a person in your life, to allow a person into your life. You know, don't alter or negotiate your boundaries with somebody that you just meet. Oh, they're so cute. Let me go ahead and change up the stuff that I normally wouldn't do. Gotcha. I'm just telling you, they might target you if you're a people pleaser. Like, they have to know you. Like, yeah, they can't target you if they don't know you. That's what I said. If they don't know anything about you, this is something I'm just telling people. How would they know that you're an empath or a codependent person or a vulnerable person unless you tell them, unless you give them the signs that you are? That's what I tell people. You have to make people earn your information. You have to make them earn it. Instead of passing it out willy-nilly, oh, here's some information for you. Here's some trauma dumping for you. Hey, here's my childhood trauma for you. Here's what happened to me when I was growing up for you. You see what I'm saying? Don't share your vulnerabilities and trauma with just anybody, y'all. Make them earn it. I read a study a while ago. It takes on average, about 90 days to get to know somebody for who they really are. So y'all, 90 days. I'm gonna tell you, y'all. You do not have to tell them about the 90 days because they'll wait 91 days. Don't tell people about your timetables. Hey, I don't kiss for the first 90 days. So guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna be on my best behavior for 90 days if I want to kiss or clap some cheeks. That's all it takes. You told me. Oh, I don't do the three. I have a 3-day rule. 3 days it is. Let's go ahead and get the 3 days on the calendar. You see what I'm saying? Don't tell people about your timetables. Just establish it with yourself. This is my personal perspective, y'all. Y'all can do what you... Again, you can live the life that you want to live. People tend not to listen to me now. This is where I'm at in my life right now. When people don't listen to me, I just tend to cut them off. I can't deal with it no more. You know what I mean? I've had to cut off some of my good friends now because they don't listen to me. And I'm fine with it. This is just the cards I've been dealt with. You know what I mean? But who do narcissists target? They target whoever presents them. They target available people. And sometimes they target people who are a lot of times they target people who are, you could be married. You don't even have to be single to be vulnerable. You could be married and vulnerable because your partner might not be you. This is what I heard. When I'm doing my one-on-ones, I've heard this story more times than not. It's kind of crazy. Sometimes I hear this story. Like, my partner is such a good husband. My partner is such a good wife. And I end up cheating on them. I end up being vulnerable and hurt one day. And I cheated on them with a narcissist. And the narcissist won't leave me alone. They're threatening to reveal and ruin my life. I'm like, yikes. So you don't have to be single to be vulnerable. You don't have to be going through an actual life crisis to be vulnerable. There's different levels of vulnerability, y'all. So they will target and prey upon your vulnerability if you allow them to. That's the operative word right there. If you allow them to. What you allow is what will continue, y'all. I promise you. But anyway, y'all, I'm getting back into the swing of things, y'all. Australia was amazing. I'll be in the UK over the summer. We have a workshop, a big time workshop coming up in Orlando, Florida on May the 20th. More details to come about that. The Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon. I Love Me, Self-Love Journal by Lee Hammack. And the Self-Love brand is available. Y'all see the logo? Self-Love. Link is in the description, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Illness is out. Peace.